Pressure from Governor Patrick and the community has forced the MBTA to rethink its time frame for expansion of the Green Line beyond Lechmere. Pressure was ratcheted up after last month the State Department of Transportation announced it might not be ready until 2020. But meetings this week on Beacon Hill have resulted in a more expedited timetable, as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The Green Line is the oldest in Boston's subway system, and the push to extend it into Somerville and Medford has been going on for decades.
The people of Somerville are not going to let go of this. I mean, we're committed to this happening.
Ellen Reisner is president of the Somerville Transportation Equity Partnership. It's a community group interested in improving public transportation and air quality by reducing traffic. I talked with her as we stood on an overpass above the Lowell commuter rail line. It's one of three commuter lines that run through Somerville without stopping.
If you live near Davis Square or near Sullivan Station, you have access to the red and orange lines. So about 25% of Somerville or 20% of Somerville lives close enough to walk to those stations. When the Green Line opens, 85% of Somerville residents will have access to light rail or heavy rail. That's a huge transformation.
The Green Line extension is a court-mandated requirement as part of the settlement of a lawsuit over the environmental impact of the Big Dig. Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone.
The Green Line project will happen. It is a legal commitment that the Commonwealth has no choice but to fulfill. We're not going away, and we have the letter of the law on our side, and we will push it to the limit.
Originally, the extension was to be completed this month, September 2011. Then it was pushed to 2014, later to 2015. Then last month, MassDOT, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, proposed revising the time frame again, with passenger service beginning between 2018 and 2020. That latest delay prompted disappointment and cynicism at a community meeting on Tuesday this week. Elizabeth Bale lives in Medford.
I'm kind of reduced to spluttering at the absurdity of all of the reverses, the delays, and the failures that continue to plague, in particular, the Green Line extension project.
What happens when we come to 2018 or 2020 and there is still inadequate progress and still delays? Do we roll over and extend their allowance for delays again?
That's Steve Kaiser, vice president of the Association of Cambridge Neighborhoods. Others, such as Somerville resident Jonah Petrie, are appealing to the Department of Environmental Protection to block the proposed delay.
A lot of people are feeling abandoned by the government at this point. So I would just urge the DEP, don't let this opportunity to step in and protect the health of the citizens slip away.
On Wednesday, Governor Patrick held a closed-door meeting at the State House. In attendance, state lawmakers from Somerville, Cambridge, and Medford, and a representative of Congressman Mike Capuano. Others included Transportation Secretary Richard Davey.
What we said was that we were going to work together with the delegation and the mayors, in particular the mayor of Somerville, to find ways to accelerate the schedule, perhaps, for example, by looking at a phasing option. What we've been thinking about is an opportunity to phase the project so we would open up stations as we go, if you will, as opposed to opening up the entire line all at once.
Davey said they'll try to begin construction next year. Small working groups comprised of local officials and lawmakers will meet with MassDOT and MBTA officials to find other ways to accelerate the schedule. One member will be Somerville State Representative Denise Provo.
I was encouraged. I'm optimistic that we can get the project moving by identifying opportunities to start advancing some parts of it.
Provo says regardless of when the extension is completed, the wait has already been too long for densely populated Somerville. The city is a regional transportation corridor, which gets hammered with pollution from rail lines as well as surface traffic from I-93 and from Logan Airport, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.